Down from the cradle they lifted clothes by the armload, plunged them into the dark pools and stamped them down in the hollows, one girl racing the next to finish first, until they'd scoured and rinsed off all the grime. Then they spread them out in a line along the beach, where the surf had washed a pebbly scree ashore. And once they'd bathed and smoothed their skin with oil, they took their picnic, sitting along the river's banks and waiting for all the clothes to dry in the hot noon sun. Now fed to their heart's content, the princess and her retinue threw their veils to the wind, struck up a game of ball. White-armed Nausicaa led their singing, dancing beat, as lithe as Artemis with her arrows striding down from a high peak, to Aegitus's towering ridge or Erymanthus, thrilled to race with a wild boar or bounding deer, and nymphs of the hills race with her, daughters of Zeus whose shield is storm and thunder, ranging the hills in sport, and Leto's heart exults as head and shoulders over the rest her daughter rises, unmistakable. She outshines them all, though all are lovely. So Nausicaa shone among her maids, a virgin, still unwed. But now, as she was about to fold her clothes and yoke the mules and turn for home again, now clear-eyed Pallas thought of what came next, to make Odysseus wake and see this young beauty, and she would lead him to the Phaeacians' town, the ball. The princess suddenly tossed it to a maid, but it missed the girl, splashed in a deep swirling pool, and they all shouted out, and that woke great Odysseus. He sat up with a start, puzzling, his heart pounding. Man of misery, whose land have I lit on now? What are they here, violent, savage, lawless, or friendly to strangers, God-fearing men? Listen, shouting, echoing round me, women, girls, or the nymphs who haunt the rugged mountain tops and the river springs and meadows lush with grass? Or am I really close to people who speak my language? Up with you, see how the land lies, see for yourself now. Muttering so, great Odysseus crept out of the bushes, stripping off with his massive hand a leafy branch from the tangled olive growth to shield his body, hide his private parts. And out he stalked, as a mountain lion exultant in his power strides through wind and rain, and his eyes blaze, and he charges sheep or oxen or chases wild deer, but his hunger drives him on to go for flocks, even to raid the best defended homestead. So Odysseus moved out, about to mingle with all those lovely girls, naked now as he was, for the need drove him on, a terrible sight, all crusted, caked with brine. They scattered in panic down the jutting beaches. Only Alcinous's daughter held fast, for Athena planted courage within her heart, dissolved the trembling in her limbs, and she firmly stood her ground and faced Odysseus, torn now. Should he fling his arms around her knees, the young beauty, plead for help? Or stand back, plead with a winning word, beg her to lead him to the town and lend him clothing? This was the better way, he thought. Plead now with a subtle winning word, and stand well back. Don't clasp her knees. The girl might bridle, yes. He launched in at once, endearing, sly, and suave. Here am I at your mercy, princess. Are you a goddess, or a mortal? If one of the gods who rule the skies up there, you're Artemis, to the life, the daughter of mighty Zeus. I see her now. Just look at your build, your bearing, your lithe, flowing grace. But if you're one of the mortals living here on earth, three times blessed are your father, your queenly mother, three times over your brothers, too. How often their hearts must warm with joy to see you striding into the dances, such a bloom of beauty. True, but he is the one more blessed than all other men alive, that man who sways you with gifts and leads you home, his bride. I have never laid eyes on anyone like you, neither man nor woman. I look at you and a sense of wonder takes me. Wait. Once I saw the like. In Delos, beside Apollo's altar, the young slip of a palm tree springing into the light. There I'd sailed, you see, with a great army in my wake, out on the long campaign that doomed my life to hardship. That vision, just as I stood there gazing, rapt, for hours. No shaft like that had ever risen up from the earth. So now I marvel at you, my lady, rapt, enthralled. Too struck with awe to grasp you by the knees, though pain has ground me down. Only yesterday, the 20th day, did I escape the wine-dark sea. Till then the waves and the rushing gales